Blog Talk Radio.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish and have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And that scripture I just read was from John 3:16-17. Today I just wanted to pray for salvation for those to come to know Christ and to know him more and to know his love and to know, you know, his grace and his mercy and just how special he is. So I'm just going to begin, and I hope that you would pray with me, and that as we continue in the prayer, that even you yourself will just, you know, reflect on God and who he is and his mercifulness and his grace and his power and his love. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for another day. I thank you for another hour. I thank you for all you've done in our lives. I thank you for how wonderful you are. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, your goodness. I thank you for just another day that we have time to celebrate who you are, oh God, to just be closer to you, oh God. Lord, I just pray today for the salvation of your people. I pray for their souls. I pray for, you know, that they will just come to know who you are, oh God. Let them see your glory. Let them see your magnificent holiness. Show others your peace and your love. Place in them place in their hearts a desire to know you, to know your heart, to know your goodness, to know who you are, O God. Place in their hearts a desire to have a relationship with you, O God. Lord, I just pray right now, O God, that you would just prick their hearts, O God, even more, that to know that, you know, there is nothing, no one, no other God like you, O God, Lord Jesus. Lord, touch your people right now. There's so many of us that need your help, O God. We need you, O God. We need you, O God. And Lord, I just pray, O God, that there's people out there that they're sad and that they're feeling lonely and that they're feeling all alone and they don't know who to go to or who to turn to, Lord. And I just pray, O God, that you would just reveal to them your glory, O God. Let them know that you can, that they can depend on you for anything and everything, that they can depend on you, oh God, when there's no one there to be their friend, when there's no one there to talk to, oh God. Lord, I just pray, oh God, that you just, you know, go into their hearts right now. Let them know, oh God, that you are a magnificent God Almighty, the great I am, the Holy One of Israel, Lord Jesus, the Father of Abraham. And then, Lord, I just pray, oh God, that you would just touch your people, oh God, touch their hearts, oh God, touch their minds, oh God, Lord. For your scripture says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, oh God. So let, you know, just begin to you know, just prick their minds, oh God, to let them know that when they need a refuge, oh God, that they can come to you for anything and everything, oh God. You know, show them your way, oh God. Show them who you are, oh God. You know, Lord, even in, you know, that they need help within their families, oh God. Show them, oh God, that you can heal all things, whether it be sickness, whether it be problems in the family, whether it be disease, whether it be loneliness, oh God, whether it be sadness, oh God. Show them your way. Show them your goodness, oh God. Show them the love that you have bestowed upon us, oh God, that the love, oh God, that when even your son died on the cross for our sins, oh God, that how he just spread his arms and shed his blood and died for our sins, oh God, Lord. Bring your people into repentance, oh God, that they would just fall down on their faces and say, Lord, I'm sorry for all I've done, oh God. Lord, you know, I just need you, oh God. I need you in a special way, Lord. There is none like you, oh God. You are the great God, the Father, the great I am, oh God. You know, I just pray, oh God, Lord, that your people just begin to see your glory, begin to see who you are, begin to see your face as Moses saw you in the burning bush, oh God. Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that the people, oh God, will begin to turn to you, begin to turn to you in prayer, oh God, that they would just begin to fall on their faces, oh God, Lord. Lord, we need you, oh God, Lord. We need you in every area of our lives, each and every day, on our jobs, oh God, as we go to and fro, Lord Jesus. Lord, the people need you, Lord Jesus. They need, you know, just your guidance. They need, Lord, they need your protection, oh God. And Lord, just bring to the realization of those, oh God, who don't know you, oh God, that you are the one that they can turn to for all things, even when their family turns their back on them, oh God, that you are the one that we can turn to for help. You know, all we have to do is pray. All we have to do is just cry out to you, Lord, 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 help me, oh God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Lord, even for this time and hour, oh God, that we can pray, that we can come to you for all things, oh God, all powerful and mighty God. I just thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for remembering even those who just think that they may be small, that they are nothing, oh God. But Lord, even though, you know, those who are nothing, Lord, in your eyes, that they are big, that they are something, no matter what people may say, no matter what people may think, Lord, because in your eyes, you know, we are great in your eyes. We are your children, oh God. And we just thank you, Lord, that you first loved us, oh God, that you first loved us. We thank you, oh God, for we wouldn't know where we would be without you. We don't know what we would do without you, oh God. But we know that we could come to you for everything, oh God, for our children, for our families. Lord, I just thank you, oh God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. You are a gracious God. You are a righteous God, merciful in all your ways, oh God. Lord, I thank you for your delivering power, oh God. I thank you for delivering those people, oh God, from things, oh God, that they can't even fight on their own. Delivering, oh God, from, you know, thinking that they can do these things on their own. But, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for that delivering power. Delivering power. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for touching the afflicted, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for touching those, oh God, who are, you know, just going to and fro, don't know where to do, don't know where to go, don't know what to do, oh God. I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy endureth forever. Lord, when we fear, oh God, you give us strength to go on, oh God. When we don't know what to do, you give us confidence to go on. You surround us, oh God, you know, with power, oh God. You surround us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. When we don't know what to do, your Holy Spirit guides, your Holy Spirit speaks, oh God. And so, Lord, I just pray for your people right now in the name of Jesus, that more people would become to know your goodness, would come to know your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I just pray, oh God, and Lord, I just pray that you just, you know, hasten to them, oh God, that they would just their hearts would be pricked, oh God, that they would want to praise you, Lord, that they would not know what to do, but all they would know to do is praise you, oh God. For you, you know, we know that you are in the praise, you are in the worship. So we just want to continue to worship and praise you, Lord, for you are holy, mighty, and glorious, oh God. And we rejoice, oh God. We rejoice, oh God. And we are glad, oh God. I pray, hallelujah. We give you the glory, oh God. We give you the praise, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray for that person, oh God, who wants to give up right now, Lord. I pray for that person, oh God, who doesn't know what to do. I pray for that person, oh God, who wants to give up, oh God, who wants to just maybe cut themselves to do something to harm themselves. I pray for them right now. Prick their hearts, oh God, Lord. Strengthen them, oh God. Strengthen their minds, Lord. Strengthen their souls, Lord. Let them know that you are with them no matter what, oh God. When there's no one there, that you are with them, oh God. You are the holy, holy one, oh God. And that they can depend on you, oh God, that if they just turn to you, oh God, they will live and not die. Hallelujah. I just praise you, God, Lord Jesus, for this is the day that the Lord has made, oh God. Let us rejoice and be glad, oh God. Put gladness in their hearts. So hallelujah. Put joy in their hearts. Put happiness in their spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I praise your name, Lord. You are holy, oh God. You are holy, oh God. You are holy, Lord. Lord, you know, sometimes, oh God, we think we know the way. We think we know what to do, oh God. But we know that sometimes there's a way that seems right to man, but sometimes that way is the end, is death, Lord. But Lord, if we know that we walk in your way, oh God, that we shall have life and life more abundantly, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Give you the glory, Lord. Life more abundantly. I speak life to your people, oh God, that they would come to know you and have life more abundantly and peace that abounds, oh God, peace that abounds, oh God, because of who you are, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I just thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. 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 I know that there's someone, hallelujah, right now that I am praying for, oh God, that is feeling that sadness, oh God. But I believe that God wants you to just trust him in everything, to cry out to him. You don't have to be around anybody, just in your room where you are, to cry out to God, to know that he is your all, that he will turn around those things that seem like they can't be turned around. That so you just begin to pray, begin to push through, begin to thank God for who he is. And if there's anything that you know that you have done wrong, repent and fall on your knees. Tell God that, Lord, I repent. I repent. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe that because of he died on the cross for my sins, that my sins are forgiven. And just tell him that you love him and that you trust him. And all those things that you have been going through, that they will be turned around by the power of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, I just want to thank you and praise you. I give you the glory for this hour, and I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.